Jesus, you're here. Jesus, you're here. All things are possible now that you're here. Jesus, you're here. Jesus, you're here. And all things are possible now that you're here.
Let's bow our heads in prayer. Dear gracious and loving Father, we humbly, reverently approach thy throne of mercy tonight, knowing that your word is your throne, your word is your mercy, and yet you are your word. So Father, we come to you, we come into your presence, we come with shouts of thanksgiving in our hearts, knowing that you came down to us with a shout this hour, Father, knowing that you reflected your revelation, you manifested, you expressed it through a living flesh of your prophet William Branham, and knowing that that is to activate and bring forth a living expression in your people. And so, Lord, we just commit ourselves to that living expression, that we would not hamper or hinder your divine presence in us in any way, shape, or form, for we ask it humbly in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. This evening, we're going to pick up at where we left off on Sunday, and we'll begin reading from paragraph 208 of Christ is the Mystery of God Revealed. This will be 128 in our series, and number 9 in our mini-series on the Christian life. I'm going to entitle this, The Christ That Sends Us Goes With Us and In Us. Notice Brother Bram says in paragraph 208, he says, now notice, God making himself known. We're not supposed to make converts to Christianity by a government, but by the revelation of Christ in you, as God was in Christ. As God was in Christ, Christ in you. What God did in Christ, Christ does in you. What signs did God in Christ, Christ does in you. Now I hope that you see what Brother Branham is doing here. He's showing us that John 14:12 and John 14:20 are the same. In other words, he goes on, he says, oh, isn't that beautiful? Oh my, I would like that. Jesus said at that day, that's this day. So notice he's quoting John 14:12, then he says, at that day, that's this day, you'll know that I'm in the Father me, I'm you, and you and me. We're not talking about Luther's day. We're not talking about Wesley's day. We're talking about this day. And Brother Brown identifying this scripture with this day, he says, at that day, when this revelation is made known, you will know. Not me alone, he says, but you will know that I am in the Father in me, I in you, and you in me, when the revelation is made manifest. Now, first he tells us when the revelation is made known. Then he tells us, how is the revelation made known? It's when the revelation is made manifest. So what he's saying here, when the revelation is made manifest, according to Webster's dictionary, the word revelation in theology means revelation is a manifestation of divine will or truth. In other words, it's not something that's mental. It's something that is expressed or manifested. And notice, it's not just knowing the divine or the divine will or truth as though it comes via a mental awareness or it comes from much study or, you know. But it tells us that revelation is a manifestation of divine will or truth. The Apostle Paul tells us how that we received the revelation of Jesus Christ or how he received it. And it was not by going to some seminary or hearing from some preacher. He said in Ephesians 3:3, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in few words, whereby when you read it, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. How did he make known? By revelation. What is revelation? It's divine will or divine truth manifested. Now, the question that we must ask then is, how did Paul come to know the mystery of Christ? Because he didn't learn it from Jesus Christ in the flesh. He didn't go hunting with them. He didn't go fishing with them. And he didn't learn it from the apostles themselves. But it came from a revelation, a revealing, a manifesting of divine truth and divine will through the pillar of fire, making known unto Paul that the life that lived and expressed itself out in Jesus Christ is the same life that raised up Jesus from the dead and is the same God life that was now talking to him out from that pillar of fire. So it is this manifestation that is so all important to us, not what teacher taught you. That is only mental knowledge. But the expression of God life made known to you and through you. Now let's read this again, this last paragraph we started with. It's actually paragraph 250 in your booklets. It's 128 in our search engine, 250 in the booklets. But the only way that you're saved is by knowing him by revelation. If I can take, I can take the Presbyterian doctrine and tie up you Pentecostals till you don't know. And I can take the Baptist doctrine and show you Pentecostals a million things that you know nothing of it. That's right. But that's not it. That's not his church. That's not his church. So why do we do that? Or why do we think that that makes you special? And I'd like to add, you can take what Brother Vail taught us, and you can tie other ministers in this message into knots. And that still isn't what Brother Branham is telling us here. It's not what you know by your mental abilities, brothers and sisters. It's by the revelation, which is a manifestation of the expression. And listen to what Brother Branham says as he dives deeper into this. He says, his church is himself revealed. Amen. Do you see it? Well, we could just spend a whole week on that one. His church is himself revealed. And then he says, do you see it? And expressed by the word itself that he is God. Now listen. He said, but the only way that you're saved is by knowing him by revelation. And yet, so many think it is by what you know. It's never been what you know, it's who you know. Well, if I know the doctrine, that means that I'm saved and spirit-filled. No, it doesn't. It doesn't mean that. You're only fooling yourself if you believe that. The devil knows the doctrine. Does he have the Holy Ghost? I don't think so. Now listen, he said, but the only way that you're saved is by knowing him by revelation. And yet, as I said, so many people just have this, they got this thing ingrained because that's America. America. You know, America, it's you gotta know. Gotta get in somebody's face. No, some people say, well, I believe everything you say, Brother Branham. You know what Brother Branham said? He said, that just means you can read. From his sermon, What the Holy Ghost Was Given For, Brother Branham said, you say, I believe it because the pastor said so. Well, he's right, but that doesn't count for you. Uh-oh. I believe it because the word says so. That's right, but that isn't for you. That doesn't count for you. Uh-oh. The only way that you can say that Jesus is the Christ is when the Holy Ghost comes into you and bears record and witnesses itself out from you. What do you mean? The only way that you can say Jesus, what does Christ mean? Anointed. The only way that you can say Jesus is the anointed is when the anointing is in you, expressing itself in you. Then you know that you have a new birth. Then you know you have a new life. You see? The only way that you can say that Jesus is the Christ is when the Holy Ghost comes into you and bears record and witnesses itself out. He is the Son of God. That's the only way that you know the resurrection is when the Holy Ghost bears record. When he, the Holy Ghost, has come, he will testify of me and show you things to come. Bring these things that I've said to your memories. You'll never find it in no school, see? He will bring those things to your memories. So what's Brother Branham saying here? He's saying that Jesus Christ will live your life for you. He will take your body and he will live his life in your body, and then you will know. Because that life will be expressed in you in the things that you're doing. You didn't think about doing, but you find yourself doing. Because it's him doing them for you, through you. You find yourself not spreading gossip or, you know, when the gossip session starts, you don't have that itch to go. You don't have that itch to enter in. Why? Well, that ain't you. I mean, that ain't this flesh, right? So somebody else is not. Somebody else is telling you, just walk away from it. When the negativity starts, something in you just says, it's not necessary. When someone says, you know, you've got to take this stand, and something says, just turn the other cheek. Just let it go. That lets you know that Christ has given birth And that life is being expressed. Not just knowing something has happened. He will take your body and he will live his life in your body, and then you'll know, because that life will be expressed in you. And that is when you will know that you're indeed born again. That's what the new birth is all about. Not just knowing something happened. The devil can't impersonate any of that. Not just some experience that you had, but when you experience the living Christ on a daily basis. When the living Christ is living his life in your body, out from deep within you comes the very life, comes the very thoughts, comes the very actions, comes the very words of Christ. Then you'll know. And I'm afraid that most people, and I will say this unequivocally, I think most people in the message are not yet born again. And if they are, they're just little teeny babies. And as Paul said, when you ought to be teachers, you have need of drinking milk. In other words, when you know that your life has been taken over, and there is another life living in you which has possessed your body. Now, people certainly know when the devil's possessed them, don't they? Wouldn't you know when God has possessed you? And the evidence of that life is expressing itself out from you. It has the same nature, it has the same characteristics that express itself in Jesus Christ. And until that happens, you're only hoping that you're born again. Now, that's a pretty sad condition. I hope we don't fall into that or under that. But only you know. Only you can examine yourself. Your wife can't examine for you. You've got to examine for you. You've got to know that you know. Brother Branham, in quoting James, he said, then faith without works is dead. What is faith? Revelation. Revelation without works is dead. If you say, I believe it, and don't make no act, just like the message, if you said, well, I believe it, and don't make no act, what good does it do? See, Noah went to work with his hammer and built an ark to confirm what he was talking about. That's what we have to do too. We have to go to work and prove our faith by our works. Our works proves our faith. Moses had to do it, and Elijah had to do it. Every prophet in his age had to stand face to face with these responsibilities, but many of them didn't do like Jonah. He run, they didn't. So, question is, who do we identify with in the Bible? Is it Jonah or is it Noah? From his sermon, Putting on the Whole Armor of God, Brother Branham pretty well nails down how that you will know if you're a true believer. And it isn't by being able to recite the scriptures or an apostle's creed or even our prophet of this hour. He tells us point blank, if you truly believe all the word, then it will manifest in your life by doing the same things Jesus did. That's why I've been focusing on John 14:12. Because we've got to wake up. This is the hour for the very life of Christ to express itself in the church. That's what Colossians 3 is all about. Colossians 3:1. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God, and set your affection on things above, not on things of the earth. For you are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. And when Christ, who is our life, when he shall appear, when he shall manifest, reveal himself, unveil himself, then shall you also appear, Phaneru, then shall you also manifest, then shall you also reveal who you are and unveil who you are with him in the same glory, in the same doxa, in the same opinions, the same values. What are his values are my values. What are his thoughts are my thoughts. What are his words are my words. What are his actions are my actions. Look, he is telling us when Christ, who is our life, when he shall manifest in his true identity, is when he does it through you. He did it through Brother Branham, didn't he? Well, then Brother Branham said, it ain't good enough for him to know. And he said, well, my pastor, wasn't Brother Branham their pastor? Wasn't he our pastor? Well, he said it ain't good enough for the pastor to know, even as good as it is for him to know, but that ain't going to do you no good. It ain't enough for kids, your parents to know. What about you? God don't have grandchildren. He is telling us when Christ, who is our life, when he shall manifest in his true identity is when he does it through you. And so when he manifests, you manifest. In what? In the same glory, in the same opinions, the same values that God did. As he manifested in Jesus in the Alpha, the God life, so he will manifest in you in the Omega, the God life. The Omega reflection, as Brother Avell taught it in 83 and 84, is the most important, I think, and the greatest sermon Brother Avell ever taught. And that's to my opinion. Because he showed us how when Moses came down, his face glowed with the pillar of fire, the Shekinah presence of God, and he had been in the presence of God, and Moses became the word of the people. And the people got scared. And they saw that great presence, and they said, put a veil over yourself. And they wanted to hide the presence of God, and therefore they couldn't enter into the presence of God. But he said if they would have just stood there long enough in that presence, they would have begun to reflect. And this is the Omega reflection in this hour, when the people stand in the presence of the Son of God, and they are to ripen. They are to lay in the presence of the Word and ripen and reflect the same as Brother Branham reflected. As he said to Brother Hickerson, he said, I am here, the people are here, one day the people will be here. When? Now, I have to be honest, I do see a lot of progress. And I'm happy to see that. And I know that it's God working in us to will and to do. But until he has our preeminence in us, the number one position in our life, he cannot truly and fully manifest that God life through us. Because we've got a compromise going on. In John 17 and verse 18, Jesus said, as thou hast sent me into the world. And remember, Brother Branham said, as God sent Jesus. And when he said, how did he send him? He went in him. So Christ sends us. How's he send us? He goes with us and in us. And Jesus says in John 17, 18, as thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes, I have sanctified myself. I have made myself to be spotless before their eyes, so that they can look at my life and say, I can't point a finger at where he's off. He's clean, he's sanctified. He says, and for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they might also be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe in me through their word. Now Peter was there, John was there, and through their word, the Gospels, we are those ones he's talking about there. That they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me and I in thee, that they all may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory, the doxa, the opinions and values and judgments, which thou gavest me, I have given them that they may be one, even as we are one, I in them and thou in me, that they may be made perfect, complete, finished off in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. That is why he tells us in Colossians, if we have the life of Christ expressing itself in us in the same glory, the same opinion and values of God, then we will, he goes on to verse 5, mortify therefore our members which are upon the earth. In other words, we will make our body to obey our confession. And then he gives us a whole list of things that we won't do any longer. But we don't have time to get into. Now, Brother Bram said in a sermon, putting on the whole armor of God, paragraph 78. Now he said what he would do. He would come and vindicate himself in his church. And they would vindicate his resurrection by his works. See? Yeah, John 14, 12. I think that's right. Yeah. John 14, 12, he said, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. See what it is? Now you say, I believe. Well, that's just a word. But if you truly believe that this, if he is the word, then you got to believe all the word. In other words, he's saying, look, when people say, well, I believe. He said, well, that's just a word. You're just saying, I believe. But if you truly believe, then you'll take everything he said. He that believeth on me, just don't believe part of it, believe all of me. Then the works that I do shall he do also, for he is still the same word. So if it's the same word, it would do the same works. Huh? Now listen, how many believe that the bride of Christ is the word of God? Then why doesn't the bride of Christ do the same works that Jesus did? It's the same word, same life, right? If this Holy Spirit that's here today, if it isn't the same word that was in the beginning, if it is, it'll do the same works. That's the reason Jesus said, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. Oh, I'd like to stay on that a little while, but getting too late. Why? The same word, the same works, see? Because Jesus was God's works. We know that. So how can you separate the word and works? Can you? How can you separate the word and life? The word and nature. How can you separate the person from his nature? From his characteristics? How can you separate the life of Christ in you from the life of Christ that was in Jesus? How can you make it any different? How can you say it's good for this one but not good for that one? You can't do that. So in paragraph 208, Brother Branham is telling us the same thing. Notice he says, in that day, when? The day when the revelation is made manifest. The day when the unveiling of this revelation takes place, at that day, Jesus said, and Brother Branham told us that that day is this day. When this, what Jesus is saying in John 14:12 takes place, he said, in that day, which is John 14:20, at that day, when you see John 14:12 manifested, then you will also come into the same manifestation of the word by receiving the same revelation of that word, which is the manifestation or the expression of God and is God life in you. In other words, we had to see the manifestation first in order for us to begin to manifest. Now, we had no clue what a Christian life was like until we saw that life in William Branham. Because it had been so adulterated and so perverted throughout the ages until we had, I remember growing up in high school and I had a friend of mine, he was a Southern Baptist and they didn't drink, smoke, or chew or go with those who do. They didn't go to the movies, they didn't go to the dances, they didn't do anything. And where are they today? Southern Baptists. Well, they sure don't do what they did 40 years ago. Why? If Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, why would they change? Now listen, in this message, in the 70s, the people were looking with a great anticipation. A great move of the Holy Spirit swept through in the early 70s. 74, I would venture to say more people came into the message in 74 than in any other year. It was just a move of God all across the nation. People saw the supernatural presence of God in their lives. Next time Brother Hoffman comes, I'd like him to tell you about some of the things that took place in Rapid City and actually up in Keystone when the floods were coming. And all the buildings, except for the one that they were in, singing and praising God, were washed away in the flood. And somehow God miraculously rolled up a few cars on the corner and made the waters go around. People had been in the building next door and they heard these people singing. And they cried out through the window and they threw a long plank and the people crawled from that building over to this building and then that building washed away. Listen. Supernatural just means super. What does that mean? It means above natural. Something that's not natural. Our God is not natural. So if you have God life in you, that God life in you would not be natural either. It's super. It's above nature. You see? Now notice it says, in that day, when this day, when the revelation is made known. All right. At that day, when this revelation is made known, that is the day when the revelation comes into effect by expressing itself out from the body. In other words, we saw how that life was lived in a man. The wave sheaf. The first ear of corn that's picked and has to be checked to make sure that there's not too much water still in it, which means that it's now ripe. It has to lay in the sun to ripen, Brother Branham said, to dry out, to become ready for harvest. then when that ear is ready, when the first one's ready, then it's time for harvest. What does it mean to be made manifest? At that day when the revelation is made manifest is the day when the revelation comes into effect by expressing itself out from the body. So what does it mean to be made manifest? It means when it is visibly identified, when it is visibly expressed, when it is visibly shown. It takes the viewing of the manifestation of this revelation to make this revelation manifest in the rest of the body. And we saw God in Christ in the Alpha expressing himself, his God life to the world. And we saw God life in William Branham in the Omega expression, showing us what God life is and how it is to conduct itself. And so that is all that it takes to make the promise effective in the rest of the body. We got the example. Live it. At that day. What day? The day when you are no longer orphans. And when is an orphan no longer orphan? It's at the time of the adoption. At that day, the day when he comes to adopt his children, you, the believers, shall know that I and the Father are one. I am in the Father is in me, I in you, and you in me. Then, Brother Bram says, when the revelation comes forth, then it's I in you, and you in me. There you are. See the manifold threefold. What for? To bring it back, and we've got to be. Now, from his sermon, Hear Ye Him, Brother Bram said, and if the new life that you think that you've received doesn't pattern with God's word, you've got the wrong life in you. See, that's your evidence there. It's got to pattern with the word. It's got to recognize the word for the day in which it lives. And he says, and if the new life in you doesn't pattern with God's word, then you've got the wrong life in you. The life of Christ will produce the works of Christ. It will produce the faith of Christ. It will make you act as Christ. It will make you love him. He will be first in your life. Your objectives and your motives and everything will be altogether different. It'll be for the glory of God. That's God's opinion. That's God's values. And again from his sermon, Queen of Sheba, he said, if I say the Spirit of Christ is in me, then I must do the works of Christ. Jesus said, the Father has sent me, and if I do not the works of God, then believe me not. But if I do the works, and you can't believe me, believe the works that you might be saved. How plain. Your objective is right. Your motive is right. Sincerely dumped out of self and yield yourself to the Holy Spirit and watch what he will do for you. Now listen, I don't care how much a person knows the word. If the person doesn't live that word, how can I trust what he knows is right or not? You understand? Let me put it this way. If you truly have the life of Christ in you, then you're not living for you. You're only living for him and for others. Now, could you say of anyone, I know that if I had to go into a foreign country and it was a life or death situation, that is the person I would want to take with me because I know he would throw himself in front of the bullets to save me. Can anybody say that about you? I hope so. I hope so. But if they look at you and say, you know, if that person gets back to you in a corner, if the times really get rough, I don't know if I can trust him. Then is that an expression of Christ? No. From Shalom, 1964, he said, your life proves whether Jesus is with you or not. Wow. Does it mean it's not my doctrine? No. Your life shows whether he's occupied here or whether he's still in heaven or not, whatever you are. The works that I do shall you do also. How could you have Christ in you and then the very Spirit in you deny his word and take up a creed instead? It can't do it. He would defeat himself by denying his own word just because somebody put a wrong interpretation to it. How can you say that you believe that the judge is here and conduct yourself in such a way that would not be approving of him? He says, you got a Bible, you can read like anybody else. Be sincere. David said, put him always before your face. Know that when we're meeting this year, we're meeting in the power of the resurrection of Christ. He's always before me. I shall not be moved. The things that you do in private, are you aware that his presence is with you? Listening to what you say? Watching the things that you do? Let me just read a few more quotes from Brother Branham before we get back to Christ and Mystery God Revealed. From Queen of Sheba, Brother Branham said, the Bible said that no man can call Jesus the Christ only by the Holy Ghost. If you've never received the Holy Ghost, you don't know that he is the Christ yet. Remember that. You're only walking towards that light. You can say, well, my pastor said so, that's true. My Bible says so, that's true. Mother says so, that's true. My church believes it's the Holy Ghost, that's true. But what about you? As an individual, you don't know until you've received it. And when you have received the Holy Ghost, then you are a witness that he's alive forevermore. And now the Holy Ghost is within you. Now. And then you watch him as he works. Works where? In you. If the life of Christ is in you, it will produce his life in you. The works that I do shall you do also, the same works, because it's the same life. If the life in a watermelon vine produces a watermelon, well, the next branch that comes out of it, it'll produce another watermelon. Every time it'll be a watermelon. And if the church is really anchored in Christ, every church will write a book of Acts behind it. Every church. That's exactly right, because the first one wrote a book of Acts behind it, so there we are. From Shalom 64. Where do you see Jesus and David? When the word was made manifest through him. How do you see Christ? God and Elijah? In that chariot going into heaven. You see Jesus in Elijah. Because the word was vindicated. How do we see it in Moses? Jesus was in Moses. The Bible said so. See? That's right. He was the burning bush that was with Moses in the wilderness. How will people know Jesus Christ? When they see him in you. When they see Jesus in you. For he said, the works that I do shall you do also. Greater than this shall you do because I go to my Father. Is that right? That's how the world will know. From the token, he said, and these signs shall follow them that believe, not just professors. And he's not talking about the college professor. He's talking about people that talk. He said, not just the professors, but identified believers. They may not follow. They probably will. And perhaps they will. No, let me just read again. And these signs shall follow them that believe, not just professors, but identified believers. They may not follow. They probably will follow. And perhaps they will. Jesus said, they shall follow them that believe. Just absolutely impossible for it not to happen. The works that I do shall you do also. Now, just for your understanding, the word shall doesn't mean maybe. The word shall is used to express a command or exhortation. It means we'll have to or you must. And there's no getting around it. Then Brother Bram says, that's the identification. Jesus' identification was to manifest the word of God, which he was. And the church's identification today is to manifest the promised word for this day by the same spirit that manifested and quickened the word then. The same spirit quickens the word to the believer today and manifests the same thing, showing that the token is on this person, which is the resurrected life of Jesus Christ living in his believer. Oh, that ought to set a church afire, and that's true, just as true as it could be. Now, in this next quote, Brother Branham tells us specifically what John 14:12 means from his sermon, Perseverance. Brother Branham says, and nothing can bother the church of the living God as long as we can feel that Holy Ghost, the covenant of God's word in our hearts, the Pentecostal blessing. For the works that I shall do, shall you do also. The life that's in me will be in you. So that's what he's saying it is. Because if you got the very life in you, it doesn't matter if he's talking, you'll talk the same. It doesn't matter if he's walking, you'll walk the same. It doesn't matter if he's acting, you'll act the same. It doesn't matter if he's doing a sign that God tells him to do, you'll do the same thing. Now listen. The Son of God said, the Son can do nothing of himself. But what he sees the Father do, that the Son doeth likewise. Now you have a Bible that tells you how to talk, what to talk about. It tells you how to walk and how to listen to God. It tells you how to walk with God. It tells you how to love your neighbor. It tells you all these things. You don't need a vision to show you those things. All you need to do is just shut up and do it. You don't have to add to it. In fact, you better not add to it. You do exactly what he says do. Then when the flesh is doing it, it's just, you know, this is just flesh. I can show you quotes that I come across this the other day where Brother Branham says, sometimes when I'm talking, it's just me. But sometimes when I'm talking, it's God. He tells the same thing with Jesus. He said that even the disciples were confused because he said sometimes God was talking, sometimes the Son of God was talking. Well, what about you? Yeah, sometimes it's you, but sometimes I hope it's God. You see? Now, from his message... Oh, excuse me. He says, the same Spirit quickens the word to the believer today and manifests the same thing, showing that the token is on this person, which is the resurrected life of Jesus Christ living in his believer. Oh, that ought to set a church on fire, and that's true, just as true as it could be. Then, in the next quote, Brother Ram tells us, he says, I didn't finish this one. For the works that I shall do, that I do, shall you do also. The life that's in me will be in you. And as the Father has sent me, so send I you. The Father that sent him, come in him. The Jesus that sends the man goes in the man. It isn't the man. It's Jesus. It wasn't Jesus. It was God. As the Father sent me, so send I you. Lo, I am with you always, even to the consummation. I'll be with you to the end of the world, and the works that I do shall you do also. A little while, and the world won't see me no more, but you will see me, the believer, for I'll be with you, even in you, to the end of the world. So how do you see him? Because he's in you. Jesus Christ, as long as I can feel that Spirit of God around me, something's going to happen. I can see people that'll believe it. That will reflect the praises and glory of God. Now notice that you cannot get away from what he's telling us here. He tells you specifically that John 14:12 is the life that was in Christ. It will be in the one who truly, really, truly believes. And he knows he believes because he sees that very same life, the very same signs, the very same living itself out. As it did in Jesus Christ, it's also living itself out in you. That's how you know that you've been born again. It's not based on knowing mentally a doctrine. It's not based on you having had some form of an experience. It's based on the daily experience of Christ living in you and God, as God lived in him. See, you know, too many people say, oh yeah, I had an experience way back in 1974 and it's living like a devil ever since. That's not the experience Brother Branham's talking about. He's talking about you know that Christ is the Son of God because you know he's alive. You know he's in here living. You see. Now I'm getting back to Christ, the mystery of God revealed. I'd like to continue on reading from paragraph 209 where Brother Branham says, as Jesus was the Word of God, he vindicated the saint. If he wasn't the Word, he wouldn't have made manifest the Word. Now, if you are not the elect, then you will not manifest as a son of God. You will not be the right kind of a son to be adopted, all those things for the believer. But if you are the Word of God that was spoken before the foundations of the world, Ephesians 1, 3 and 4, that you were in him, you were predestinated to the adoption of children, then you will. You can't get around it. Something will be pulling inside, pulling, till you just begin to yield. yourself to the Holy Spirit. So he says, if he wasn't the Word, he wouldn't have made manifest the Word. He'd have been some great theologian. That would have been the real Messiah the world was looking for. See? Yes, sir. That would have been him. That's what they're looking for today. Somebody that can exceed Billy Graham, or somebody can smother down with their organization, come up and show them Baptists that they know where they're standing. Sure. They're looking for that, but the church is looking. What's the church looking for? The church is looking for the humility and the signs of the living God, Christ. Did you hear that? Not looking for someone who can teach the doctrine better than the next guy can. But he said the church is looking for the humility. What humility? The same humility that was in Christ. In them, in you. When that Holy Spirit begins to humble you down, and you recognize His sovereignty, you recognize His omnipotence, His omniscience, and you recognize without Him, we're nothing. Looking for the humility of Christ and the signs of the living God, Christ. Not looking for signs, but looking for the sign of Christ alive in them. Paragraph 210. Jesus wasn't a theologian. He was a common peasant. Make you feel better? A carpenter's son, so-called. See? He walked around, but God, he said, some of you show me what the Bible says that I will do that I haven't manifested. So the church can do the same thing today. What Christ did, so does the church do now. Can you say, point to my life and tell me where I'm off the Word? You should be able to. What Christ did, he does. So does the church do now. At that day, you'll know that I'm in the Father in me, I in you, and you in me. See, there you go, marching on to Zion, to where? The kingdom. At that day, you will know that I am in you. You know the message camps, they say you're preaching false because you're not preaching what our camp teaches. Isn't that exactly how Brother Branham put it? He said Jesus came to them and they rejected him because he didn't come from their organization. But they're missing the phaneroo of Christ's life in the bride. It's not what you teach. It's the life that you live. That is what manifests presence. You know, we have lots of people that, well, they're out there teaching that the judge is here. And you might preach that the judge is here, but let me ask you this. Does your life preach the same thing? Or does your life show that you don't believe the judge is here? Huh? Paragraph 211. And watch here. Here's the beautiful. I don't want you to miss this. Now everybody, and you on tape, that's us, okay? Out in the jungles and wherever you hear it. Now listen. As the Father has sent me, so send I you, Jesus said. See, now watch the Father that sent him went in him to vindicate himself right. For he was the Word. And the same Jesus that sends you goes with you and in you to vindicate the same God. As the Father has sent me and I live by the Father, so I send you and you live by me. What is he? He's the Word, and you live by the Word. Oh, how I would like to take a text on that and preach for about a couple more hours on that. See? On that. Paragraph 212. Now, notice now. And the Father that sent me went with him. The Father that sends, that Jesus that sends us goes in us. A little while and the world won't see me no more, but you will see me. For I, personal pronoun, I, the person, Jesus, will be with you, even in you, to the end of the world. The works that I do shall you do also. Now go back and see what he done. And then see what you do. And then compare yourself. That's pretty powerful, brother. He's not talking about one man himself. He's talking about you. He says go back and see what he done. And then see what you do. And then compare yourself. Now listen, I'm not just talking about miracles and things. I'm talking about a life. I'm talking about the attorney calls you and you say to the wife, just a minute. Go out. Tell him I'm not here. But he had to come back to where he left off. Right? How about you? When you know to do right and you don't do it, to him it's iniquity. Where do you have to go back to? Where you didn't do right and make it right. Sometimes it'll burn the hide off of you. Now listen, I'll be forthright with you. I cheated on a test at the University of Minnesota. I did. With my brother, I did. And when I got Christ in my life, I wrote to the president of the university and said, I cheated on this exam. And if you'd like to take my grade away from me, take my degree from me, it's up to you. But I'm making it right. I'm letting you know. And he said, you're the first person that has ever wrote to us and said what you have done, even though we know thousands do it all the time. Is Christ so real in your heart that you will, like Brother Branham, drive back 200 miles to return some almonds or whatever it was, pistachios, or not pistachios, but pecans or something like that? That's all I'm trying to say. That's the works of Christ. You understand? That's the life of Christ. Being so honest, because that's one of the fruits of the Spirit, and integrity. You know, he is the truth. He is the way of the truth. Just be truthful in everything you do, and God will bless you. You don't have to cheat. You don't have to lie or steal to get ahead. Just be what God made you to be, and you will be blessed. And in closing, we're going to skip up to 2:16. Now listen closely now again as we go on. Going back to the original Eden, then when we are born of him, we are filled with him. See your life. His life is in you. Then all of your actions should declare him. It's like taking life out of one tree and putting it into another. Taking life out of a pear tree, putting it into an apple tree, it'll bear pears. It's got to, because the sap, the life is in it, the germ is pear tree, all right? Then all of your actions should declare who? Him. We have his name, is that right? We should bear his name. 2:17. And remember, we are now, as his bride, impregnated with his spirit. Isn't that beautiful? What did it? The word. You're quickened by the word of God. You're born again by the word of God. Impregnated with his spirit, oh my, the church bearing his children. See? Impregnated by his spirit with his name, bearing his name, bearing his life, bringing forth the signs of his life, evident with the preeminence, evident of his resurrection, showing that he is not dead but alive forevermore. This is eternal life, and vindicates to the world that we are alive in him. Now notice he says we are impregnated with his life. And if we are, there will be signs of that life in you, developing in you. You can't get away from that. How can you say anything otherwise than that? Do we have a spirit? All we say we do. Do we see signs of that God life manifesting through this? I believe we do. Let's bow our heads in prayer. A gracious and loving Father, we thank you, Lord, that you are indeed our Father. And we commit ourselves as your children, your sons, O God. And we pray that you would help us to be no longer children, but adults. Help us to act and live and love as you did through your Son, Jesus Christ, as you did through your prophet, William Branham. And may the life that was in Christ be in us, reflecting itself out from us to the world. That when people see us, they just help us to be so salty, O God. that people would want what we have. In Jesus Christ's precious name we pray. Amen. Let's just sing that song, I Know Whom I Have Believed. And I'm persuaded that He is able to keep that for me, which has been delivered.
I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I have committed unto Him against that day.